if the draft were reinstated in this country, and if it were being applied to all of us regardless of whatever status might protect us, you know, whether it be our gender or our age or our citizenship, if there were a universal draft suddenly imposed in this country and every one of us were called up to serve in the military of the United States government, how many of us would willingly comply? I know I wouldn't, and I have a feeling a lot of you wouldn't either. The thought of fighting on behalf of George Bush and the capitalist empire is a pretty revolting thought. And luckily that's not the situation right now, but in another sense it is. Because anyone in this country who is earning more than around $6,000 or $7,000 a year is in a sense being drafted in terms of our financial support. We don't have conscientious objector status as taxpayers, and so every single one of us is expected to either willingly support others to go fight on our behalf, supposedly our behalf, although we know very well that it's not on our behalf, but we're expected to support that financially, or to engage in some form of civil disobedience.